Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Freedom Filled Life podcast. I'm your host, Shay Brown, co-founder of the Bucket List Bombshells, where we serve women who are building, growing, and scaling service-based online businesses. Today, I am bringing you Paige Brunton onto the podcast. She's actually a returning guest to our podcast. But for those of you who don't know her, we actually met in Bali years ago and have been on the entrepreneurial course creator journey for about the same amount of time. And we consider ourselves the OGs, if I do say so myself. Paige is the creator of the number one course for website designers called Square Secrets Business. And she's the host of the wildly popular Profitable and Productive Web Designer Bootcamp. For those looking to launch a successful online website design business, or if you're looking to get totally booked out in your website business, this is the bootcamp for you. And she's actually hosting the bootcamp starting on October 16th. So head into the show notes, register, come join me and Paige, and we're going to be there helping you get that website design business launched or growing and getting booked out, which is what we're actually going to talk about today on the podcast. So without further ado, welcome to the podcast, Paige.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here again.
Yay. I know. I love having returning guests, and there's just so much information and knowledge that I know you have after being an entrepreneur for so long. It's fun to dive into a new topic today and just really hone in on something more specific and get to know you a little bit better from that angle. So I'm excited to have you again. Amazing. So getting right into our topic today, I brought you on to share with our listeners who have service-based online businesses how they can create a booked out sales process. So it's a question we get asked all the time and something that I think many service-based business owners are hoping to gain and achieve that stability in their business. So my first question to you would be, in general, can you give us an overview of what a booked out sales process could look like for a website designer?
Yes. So it can look like what you would imagine, though I'm going to give you also the two keys to making it happen. So a booked out sales process is literally you look at your calendar, you have your design calendar, and you have your like blocks of time for different clients. And every single one has an amazing client name in it who you're so excited to work with. And I literally have had students book themselves at like months or even one a year in advance. So it is definitely possible. And web design specifically is a service that people genuinely do book like months or a year in advance. There's something sometimes people, when they get started as a website designer, they think like, oh, if I don't take the client this week, they're going to go choose someone else. But the truth is that's not the case. Which we'll talk more about later, how to get them to really want to work with you specifically. But I feel like the two keys to really making that like booked out months in advance or booked out year in advance happen, there's two things. First thing is a really clear process that allows you as the designer to know with confidence that you can put Jenny, who wants to book you in, on November 5th, and you're going to be ready on November 5th to start with Jenny. So you need to be super clear on what is your process, how long does a project take you, and create these slots in your calendar and just really be sure that like you have the whole system set up, you have a really a good way to like corral their feedback into a certain time frame and everything so that you can again put like names into slots basically and then know that you're going to be ready for the next project. Because when people they don't have a clear process or their business is a bit of a hot mess and they don't have a timeline for their projects and everything, or every project they're not really sure how to like scope it, you literally, it's the problem, like they will get a new inquiry. They'll be excited to work with the person, but they're like, oh, well, I'm not really sure if I can actually, not sure if that one's going to be done then, or this person seems to be taking some time to get me their feedback. And so I don't know when I could put you in next and everything. And so making sure that you have your process nailed down is basically vital to actually booking yourself out months in advance. So if you don't have that done yet, then that's the first piece. And if you do join us in the bootcamp that Shay had been mentioning at the beginning, then we spend a whole day just talking about process and nailing it and figuring it out for yourself and what is normal and how long do things take. So like definitely register for that if you haven't already. But anyways, that's the first piece, is figuring out your process, figuring out your timeline, putting those slots into your calendar. The second piece is getting a very high volume of inquiries. In order to book out months in advance, you need a lot of people getting in touch with you, wanting to work with you. And so in terms of how that happens, for every designer, truly, it is different. I have had myself and also you and also so many of my own students as well. We all have, I mean, some are consistent, but for the most part, like people have different ways of getting clients and picking a marketing strategy and one which works for them. So I really want to encourage you that while Shay pitched to get clients and I personally blogged to get clients, you don't need to do either one of those two things. And you can choose something totally different than those two things. And you can also get a really high volume of clients. But the one key thing, no matter which marketing strategy you choose, is that you don't choose 10, you just choose one. Because believe me, I have tried and failed hardcore at like trying to implement 52 marketing strategies and it did not go well. And when I just picked one and really committed, that's when, for me, specifically with my blog, I worked my way to the top of the Google rankings for the term Squarespace website designer. And literally from that, if you're wondering like what happens when you reach that magical place, you get an inquiry a day for like a website project. And so that's 365, like I could not manage all of those. And that's what gives you the freedom to take on only the ones that you want, to raise your prices, to book people out months or a year in advance. So yeah, the two keys are really nailing your process and nailing your marketing strategies so that you get the volume of inquiries that is required to do that.
Yes. And consistency is so key when it comes to those marketing strategies, and something that I think I see being some of the biggest areas of opportunity that new entrepreneurs kind of miss. They're trying too many different things. And it's like, pick one, be consistent, and I promise you the snowball will come, because I've seen it happen.
Totally. And literally like and I tell that to myself at the beginning, like I was making my life so much harder. Like it wasn't for a lack of work and it wasn't for a lack of trying. And it like, there was a lot of effort and a lot of grind put in there, but it wasn't working. And so I just literally needed to work smarter and not harder. And so like, just, if you're feeling like there is no way I could post to Instagram every day, it's like, well, are you doing 75 other things at the same time? Then maybe we eliminate, like we just focus on the one thing. And with every marketing strategy, there's going to be, like if you really just focused and honed in on one, right now I'm working on building a YouTube channel. There is so much to learn about building a YouTube channel. It's unbelievable. So like if I could just focus on the one thing and get really good at what that one thing, that's going to be so much more valuable to me than trying to do 17.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. And then once we have the leads and we're getting them on to sales calls, when it comes to sales calls, in your opinion, what is that key factor into seeing a higher conversion rate on the call?
Yep. Okay, you ready? So this one is, it actually happens before the sales call. I really believe this. So I was chatting to a student the other day and she had been on Upwork previously. She took my course and then she was picked an actual marketing strategy. And one of the things that she chose to do was to go on podcasts. She served clients in the wedding industry. And so she decided she was going to go on podcasts in the wedding industry and talk about website design things. And she's like, when I got on consult calls after they had heard me for 30 or 40 or 50 minutes on a podcast, they were just ready to book. Like there was such a higher level of them wanting to work with me specifically, as opposed to just anyone, that really just like, she didn't need to. And I found the same thing. Like, honestly, like when I provided helpful content through a blog versus previous to that, I'd been like commenting in Facebook groups when someone was like, I need a website designer, and 73 people comment, and you're one of 73. If you're lucky enough to even get on a call with them, your chances of converting are not that high, because like, they don't have any reason to want to work with you specifically. So when it comes back to that marketing strategy, really thinking about like, what's a way that I could really build the know, like trust factor, that I could really prove that my designs are amazing, that I could really get them to fall in love with me. I feel like I gave them some fantastic education. So again, choosing a marketing strategy, which isn't just like freelancer sites or commenting in a Facebook group, but something where you deliver more value, just means that you get onto the calls and they're literally not asking. Like at the beginning, I had a man on a consult call be like, so why should I work with you over someone else? I found that the most uncomfortable question in the entire world. I had no good answer. I was like, because I'll do a good job. Like, I don't know. But then once I had blogged consistently and people were coming through the blog, they're like, oh, you're so helpful. And like, thank you so much. What's your next available design date? Like the question was totally different. So I really don't think that there's like some magical three lines that you say on a consult call or a sales call or anything. I mean, maybe those exist, but in my experience, it's been like, if they got on the call and they want to work with you and they're not just shopping between you and seven other people, then that's going to make your life way easier.
Yeah, that is such a great strategy. And I think something that I haven't really heard as it relates to conversions on sales calls. So I love that you're building this trust factor ahead of time. You're basically already have the yes. And I love that because I really think people just think of that aspect as the lead gen part, but it really plays such a significant role on the sales call.
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah. I love that. For me, doing the cold outreach, my strategy was having an intake form when they did go to book the call with me so that I could get to know them and their needs on a really deep level so that I am coming in and I'm leading the call and I'm not really allowing them to start the call by asking me a question. I get right into, I know this about you. This is my recommendation. This is why. These are the areas of opportunity. Of course, I allow them to ask questions at any point in time, but I'm really taking that leadership role. And that's what really helped me see those super high conversions on sales calls, I would say, is being really prepped on knowing who they are and which of my services I felt was the best fit instead of waiting for them to tell me what they wanted in that sense.
Absolutely. And I was the same, like at the beginning of being a website designer, I had no idea what I was doing. And so, yeah, the clients were running that show, like on those calls. And then with time, I was like, no, this is going to go a lot better if I start, what's happening. And they're going to have a lot more confidence in me as well. And so describing the process, describing all of those things, like the back of your hand is going to just give them a lot of confidence that you know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And definitely, as you say, like if you're researching into their stuff, that's really going to shine through.
I love that. I think combining those two strategies is just going to be pure gold when it comes to sales calls. And so I'm curious for the post-sales call process, what does your follow-up look like to really land the official, like I've signed the contract and put my deposit down?
Yep. Okay. So this is where I do something unusual, but I swear the second you try, you are going to be head over heels in love with it. So I do not send a proposal. So I, on my website, have my package. I know. Controversial. I know. Let me argue my point. So on my website, I have my packages and I'm like, cool. Here's like the website package or the website and brand package. And those are the two packages, which I have. It's not 17 things they're choosing from. I'm making it easy for them to make a decision by just having two things. It's very clear. Do you need your branding? Mm-hmm. Not like it's not difficult to choose between the two. So of course, if they need an extra page added on or something else, like we can add that, but basically it's two packages. And so what happens in a proposal typically is like someone does a consultation call with a client and then the designer says, okay, and now let me put you together a proposal and I'll send that over. And then we can like, you can choose if you want, like, what are these 17 options you want or whatever, or do you want to work together? And the problem which I found with that is a lot of designers, they spend an ungodly amount of time trying to put together this like perfect proposal that looks amazing. It's just going to knock their socks off and everything. And sometimes they try to make it look so perfect that they take like a week to send the thing because they're just trying to perfect it and everything, which is not a great impression. And so what I did was I was like, you know what? They already... Typically a proposal is like, what of these 15 different options do you want? And typically for my clients at the beginning, I did have a bunch of packages because again, I didn't know what I was doing. And then I realized, you know what? They all kind of fall into the same like two categories, like either website or website and brand. And so made it easy for me. So on the call, I would figure out, do they also need like a logo and everything? Yes, no. Okay, perfect. Then this is the package you're going to get. And so we would have the whole chat. And basically what I would do is so I would then send a contract and an invoice. Mm-hmm. And I would take the description of what was in my packages from my services page and stick it right into the contract. And then pop in their name and their details and all the things. And basically I told them on the call, like, hey, I have like, this is the X design date I have coming up. If you don't want that, then I have this one, or like, here's the different design dates I have available basically. And because again, I know what my design dates are. I know when my projects are starting and finishing and everything. And so then I basically say to them, like, if I chat with them about what date would make the most sense for them, I talk about, I don't know, do they have anything coming up in their life? I give them a realistic expectation of how long the client homework is going to take them and everything. And then by that point, they're basically like, oh yeah, I want October 5th, for example. And so then you say like, okay, cool. At the end of the call, like I'm going to send you over a contract and an invoice. If you want to book in for that October 5th date, feel free to sign the contract and pay the deposit invoice. And then at that point, the date is saved for you. though, like, I'm having other calls this week and everything. So if someone else signs and pays for that date beforehand, then I'll like let you know, and I'll just, you can take the next date, for example. But by that point, they already want October 5th. So they are gung ho. They are just like waiting for this contracted invoice to come to them so they can sign and pay. And so then from there, it literally takes me like two clicks in my CRM system to like paste in, is it the, you know, website or the website and brand list of things that's included, their name and like business address, and then I hit send. And so it's a much faster process and eliminates a process which I find is sometimes redundant as well, and just makes it go a lot smoother and quicker. So
Yeah, amazing. And inside the bootcamp that's coming up, is this something that you go into more detail in? If we're registering for that, can we dive deeper into how to set this up?
Totally. Yeah. So we are talking about process on one day. So we will cover like start to finish my whole like web design process, how I manage it in time frame that I've set and everything. And then honestly, I'm also in there all week and I'm answering questions, and there's live Q&As and then questions in the, we're in a Facebook group. So you can post in there at any point if you have follow-ups or want more details on any of those things, and come to bootcamp and then we can chat in there. My whole job the whole week is to hang out in a Facebook group. So it's pretty good job.
Yes. Those Facebook groups are always bumping and so much fun, and you give so much amazing advice. So I just wanted to make sure everybody listening had the opportunity to register and know that they're going to be able to ask you questions directly in case any of you listening want to dive in deeper to any of the questions I'm asking Paige today. Amazing. So I know we've been talking a lot about processes, and you were kind of like the OG, in my opinion anyways, in creating the 2-week website turnaround time, which is so helpful, I think, for knowing how many clients you can take per month, forecasting out your revenue. And then when you're on these calls, being able to say, yes, this date or this date or this date is when I have availability, because you have such a tightened, simplified, easy turnaround process. So can you share with our listeners more about why you set up your business this way, the benefits, and how the client experiences as well?
Totally. So, I think I am known as the OG. I actually, someone else told me about it, so I can't take full responsibility or credit for this like idea, but I can say, so I'd heard someone else, another designer, talked about it, and they were like, this is amazing. I really recommend it. Please do other designers try it. And I was like, all right, I'll try that. That sounds interesting. I don't know. So anyways, went through with it, and it was incredible for a number of reasons. One, because I also like to travel. And so knowing that I could like book a project here and then take a trip there, and that nothing was going to overlap, and that on my vacation, I was going to have a full unplugged vacation with no clients needing me, was incredible for me. But it was also incredible for my clients, because a lot of the, if they did talk to other designers, a lot of them were like, well, the process can be like 6 weeks to 8 weeks, and sometimes it goes to 3 or 4 months, and we'll see when it's done, whenever you're happy. And I still, with my clients, I'd be like, you're going to be happy. I'm going to give you unlimited edits and revisions to this website, but it's also going to be done by this date, basically. So for them, it was really incredible, because also, I mean, any project that drags on for forever, it just like becomes another thing on your plate. And so I would really encourage them, like, hey, let's pick a 2-week period. We're going to both really hyper focus on this. You're going to be my only client and my main focus, my only focus in this time. And we're going to knock this out, like start to finish in 2 weeks. And they were like, fantastic. That sounds great. Like, I just know that I can commit to this, then it's going to be done, and I'm going to have my website by the date which I need it finished by. And so that gave them a lot of peace of mind and excitement at knowing exactly the date that this website would be done and finished and live. So that was there. Part of the question which I didn't answer.
I asked lots of questions. That is great. No, that was great. I wanted to know the benefits are for the client as well as the experience. And I think you answered that. And then my other follow-up question would be, what were the benefits to you as a business owner having this process?
So as you said, like predicting your revenue is huge. Mm. Like if I know, okay, perfect. Every single website project takes me 2 weeks. So I have like two I can do in a month, or one I can do a month if I want to take 2 weeks vacation that month or whatever it is. It just gave me, I could figure out, okay, I would do my math for the year. Like, okay, I want to make this much money. Okay. My packages cost this. This is how many design slots I have in the year. This is how many weeks I'm going to take off in the year. Mm-hmm. I could predict exactly like, sweet, that's how much money I'm going to make. So it often ended up being a little bit more, because people would add things on to their website packages and stuff. But I at least had like this sort of like baseline knowledge of, gotcha, like if I book all these slots, I'm making this much. So there was a lot of peace of mind in that. It also really helped me figure out, honestly, it helped me figure out my prices too. Because if you don't know how long projects are going to take you, therefore how much money you're going to make, exactly how many you can fit in the year. Like, it just gives so much clarity, everything related to the numbers and planning your life. And when your sister has a wedding and you need to go to it, like, you know that you're definitely going to be able to be there and be present. And so, yeah, zillion benefits to it.
I love that. I love that. And so, to move a little bit away from processes, I'm curious, in your opinion, what is the number one mistake that you see newbie website designers make when it comes to their business?
Okay. A few things. One, I'd say one that really is tough. And I will, okay, let me give my own example because I fully did this. So not having the confidence and therefore holding yourself back for an extremely long, painful amount of time because you're just not sure, am I actually good enough at building websites for other people to, you know, do this for someone who's going to pay me? Or even when you do get the confidence to build the website and have it be paid, you're charging rock bottom prices, which leads you to 99 problems, like people not showing up to the calls that you booked with them, people getting you the world's worst content for the website, which means that you have the ugliest photos ever to work with, which is going to be really hard to build a portfolio with, which is going to be really hard to then get any clients who, like, to attract great clients if you have a really not fabulous portfolio. So I would say that really solving the confidence thing is a really good way to just set yourself up well from the get-go in terms of getting clients that you enjoy working with, in terms of having higher prices, making more money, and just having a more generally enjoyable business, having work you're really excited to work on, to be honest. And in terms of how you solve this confidence thing, one, I think a lot of mindset books are fabulous. And two, I can say genuinely that, like, a lot of my students, what they say is, once they have taken my courses, they're like, oh, that gave me the confidence that I could actually do this and that I knew what I was doing. And also, my website designs look significantly better, so now I have confidence that I'm doing great work. And so I do think whatever way works for you, if that's mindset books, if it's spending however much time just, like, practicing or taking a course or whatever it is, just figure out what you can do that's really going to help with that. Because it will, the second you can create great work and charge higher prices, your business becomes exponentially easier to run.
Yes. And I've definitely seen that confidence. It's so interesting because I didn't realize going into course creating and teaching for service-based online business owners who are just starting out is that confidence was such a piece. We ended up implementing a whole module on that later on inside of our academy because we realized that that was such a hurdle, especially I feel like for female business entrepreneurs, that was, like, what they need to get over first. And then we introduced the skills, what you were saying. So first, yes, mindset. Absolutely. I'm such an advocate of that. Books or courses or whatever it is to really help build that confidence internally. But the biggest thing was that second piece of advice that you gave was seeing our students implement the skills. We created mini projects for them to implement the skills and have a tangible piece and get feedback and see their work before even working with a client. That was a huge builder in their confidence. So I love that advice that you provided. Yeah. Amazing. So I'm curious, what are some of the things that your students have been able to do in their business and personal lives as a result of starting an online service-based business?
Oh, so much. All of those things that the internet marketers say, which you are like, is that really a thing? And it's like, yes, it is really a thing. So travel the world, make six figures, be able to walk their dog in the middle of the day, work in a job, even if they have chronic pain or a child or something in their life, which doesn't enable them to work a regular 9-to-5 job, be their own boss, do creative work that's actually well paid. Like, all of those things are the things that you get as a website designer. Really have a job. That's the other thing, which I really like about it, is, like, it's a job which allows for a really great level of freedom on the Freedom Filled Life podcast. Like, if you want a freedom filled life, honestly, I do believe that, like, there are other online jobs and there's other things that are lovely, but I think the thing that really makes website design incredible is the fact that it's project based. And so you have these projects and then you finish the projects and then you have your complete peace and freedom from those clients and you can go off and do your own thing. Versus if you're a virtual assistant or an OBM or a Facebook ads manager, like that just continues all year long. Your client wants you there basically. And there are things, if you do want that stability of income as a website designer, there's other options and you can do ongoing SEO work or you could do retainer work for your clients if that is important to you. But granted, if the other side, I was personally someone who never wanted to do the retainer or like the ongoing SEO work because I really wanted to like have the freedom. So yeah.
I love that. So many amazing things that we can do when we create a business that works around our own life. Obviously, Freedom Filled Life podcast and what, you know, Cassie and I always preach. So lastly, in your opinion, why do you think website design services is the best type of online service-based business to start in today's online landscape? And I know that you just touched on that sort of start and end day, but is there anything else about this type of service that you just love?
Totally. So I really feel lucky. I feel like I stumbled into the best online job you could get. Once I got in it, I realized, and then started comparing to other ones, I was like, yeah, I think this ticks all the boxes. So let's start with pay. Like, it is the highest paid online job. So that is just incredible. Like, website design projects, past students are doing 15K projects. So you do two of those in a month. I mean, that is really unbelievable. So that, let me preface and say, like, okay, that takes time to build up to, and that's not what everyone starts at by any means. I'm not saying that, but like, there is a, like, a website is a very important asset for a business, and it's also something you typically do for a business. So it's not like you're selling to someone who's a hobbyist. Typically, it's someone who's running a business, and therefore they're looking at the return on investment. They know how much value this is going to bring to their business. That's really easy. So I would say the price is, and like the income potential with it is, you know, really incredible. And then there's also the freedom aspect. And then there's also the aspect of, it's one of the few things that let you do creative work. Cause most things, like, if you, I loved painting and I love doing creative things and putting together, I don't know, nice outfits and stuff, but that creative work doesn't tend to pay well. And so this is one of the few things that that actually is the case. And so being able to do something creative, I think, is really also an absolute joy. So yeah. And I would also say the web designer community is really a lovely bunch as well. Like, I think it's an industry with really fabulous humans. And so, yeah, you make really great business friends in the process too.
I always love a good online community of entrepreneurs and in person as well. So I have a final question for you, and I ask everybody this on the podcast. How has starting your own business led to more freedom and fulfillment in your own life?
Yeah. Okay, well, very easy answer. I moved to Switzerland last month. And so I've lived in a lot of places. I have kicked around Europe for like 7 or 8 years now. So yeah, the ability, one, to live in Europe, which I think is the most incredible continent. I'm so grateful to be here. But also the ability to go home to see my friends and family in Canada every summer. I go home for 1, 2, 3 months, depending on the year, however long I feel like it. Just the ability to live in those places and run this business from anywhere. That also comes back to your point earlier of like, why is website design great? You just have like one or two calls in a project. And so it's like, you don't have these constant phone calls. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'd say my online business, truly, I kind of stumbled into it accidentally, and it has been a true blessing. So the living anywhere is huge.
I love that. So fun. Always such a fun question. I love asking everybody. So that is it for this episode. But Paige, where can people join you on the upcoming bootcamp or connect with you after this episode?
Yes. So head to the show notes and you will get the link to register for bootcamp. And we cannot wait to see you there. And then otherwise, the main place which I hang out on is YouTube. So if you search my name, Paige Brunton, on YouTube, you will find me there. You can also go to my website, paigebrunton.com. I have quite literally hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of articles and videos to help you build a web design business and learn Squarespace, if that's the website design platform of your choice. So definitely worth a peruse on down there. It's literally a gold mine. You're going to blow your mind when you end up on it.
And if we wanted to join the bootcamp, but we didn't want to design using the Squarespace platform, is the bootcamp still for us?
Yes. Yes, it is. Great question. So I've actually had a ton of students now come to boot camp or go through my courses, and they decided, you know what, I want to design on Showit or on WordPress or on Wix or on whatever, Shopify. You are more than welcome. Don't worry. We will not chase you out of the room or anything. And we accept your web design platform. So yes, you're more than welcome. When it comes to building a web design business, how you get clients, how you sign contracts, how you manage a project, how you get the client to give you the content on time and wrap up the project on time and manage the revision process. It's the same, no matter which website platform you're actually building on. So yes, you're more than welcome, no matter which platform you're on.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing the link to register and join the bootcamp. The Profitable and Productive Website Designer Bootcamp is linked in the show notes. And for those of you in the BB community, the Freedom Filled Life podcast listeners, I'm going to be there personally. They're in there. I can answer any questions for you. I'll be involved and I will be there cheering you on as I watch you launch or grow or scale your new website design business. That's all I have for you on today's episode. Thank you for tuning in and thank you so much, Paige, for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Bye for now. Cut. Okay, cool.